Climate change alarmists think they're saving the world by cutting down on carbon emissions. But what they're really doing is consigning millions of people to poverty, sickness, and death. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Burning fuel for heat and cooking in developing countries could be harmful to health. In many cases, dwellings may not have chimneys. Add to this the fact that the scarcity of other fuels may result in people, for example, burning animal and human excrement, with health hazards resulting from the process. Most developing countries would be in a position to establish electrical power grids, which would vastly improve health conditions. However, what fuel would be used to generate the electricity? Many developing countries have large coal reserves, which they would like to exploit in order to emulate the development of Western countries. Their development would be better than that of the West, given that the pollutants released in coal burning, such as sulfur dioxide and nitrous oxides, are today easy to remove. So what prevents such countries from rapid development? The answer is global warming policies imposed by international bodies such as the UN. Such bodies are fearful of the possible increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide and therefore apply restrictions on the development of coal-fired power plants. This prevents such countries from industrial development and leaves large numbers of people trapped in poverty. Yet, as we have previously discussed on Creation Moments, these regulations are based on false science, which has nevertheless become the accepted standard. Those who claim a biblical concern for the poor should note that so-called green policies trap much of the world's population in a poverty cycle.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.